from Pax Christi, please give a warm welcome to Bruce Tent. Friends, I want to bring you a message of hope. God is concerned with the oppressed, and you are the oppressed. Never lose hope, because hope grows. A month ago, 6 weeks ago, we saw on our television something impossible. There was Dr. Paisley of Northern Ireland, famous for 30 years, for saying, no, 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 impossible. I will not talk to terrorists. And at the other side of the table, Gerry Adams, who for years was refused permission to have anything to do with politics in Northern Ireland until he was elected. And the two of them sitting side by side, launching a new interim government. It should have been impossible, but it wasn't impossible. It happened, and there has been a change. It's not perfect, but it's a step in the right direction. The same will happen with your unhappy land. There will be a change in the right direction. How will this happen? It will happen when those people in Israel and outside Israel realize that the best of their traditions is against oppression, absolutely against oppression. They are told by their God to care for the poor and the isolated and the refugees, and yet their government is making poor, isolated and refugees. It is precisely there will be a change of heart. I've come here today with a message for three sorts of Jewish people. One, the warmest possible thanks to the Jewish people who have stood up for justice in the Middle East. We have some here today. They are most brave people. The previous speaker has referred to the many Jews in Israel who work against house demolitions, who monitor the border controls and so on. A particular word of congratulations for those brave young men who refuse military service in the occupied territories. They deserve our congratulations as well. And there are many, many people in this country, Jews for justice, who work in exactly the same spirit. Thank God for them. And indeed, let me say, thank God for people like Mordecai Vanunu and his supporters who have denounced the nuclear weapons of Israel. The people who I have no time for are the Zionists. They read the Bible in an absolutely bizarre way. God has no favorites. That's in the Bible as well. And yet the Zionists think that this bit of land was given to them only. It won't work, and it's not true. We are all God's children, whether we're Muslims or Christians or Jews. We are together in this world. One day, if we do something about the settlements, there may be a two-state solution. Perhaps that will happen. My vision is of a Middle East where we live together, different communities as they do in other countries, and live side by side under justice, under one rule of law. That's a possibility for the hope. It may take time, but it will come. Keep on with your struggle. We need it. We need justice in this world, and especially in the Middle East. Thank you, and God bless you all.